Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueewin, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
Good morning to all our listeners and happy long weekend ahead. Today on our Métis Settlement Show, we're going to explore an event about one of our settlements. I am joined by Lee Tom, an elected councillor from the Kikino Métis Settlement, who's going to talk about the summer activities going on in the settlement over the next coming weeks. And as our Cree-speaking listeners know, Kikino means our home. And I welcome Councillor Tom today to tell us about our home. Welcome to the show, Councillor Tom.
Good morning.
So let's just get right into it. Kikino Métis Settlement has a fantastic yearly community event. That is the Silver Birch Rodeo and Celebration Days. Lee, how long has it been happening and why did it start? And just give us a little bit of history about this event.
I sure can, Brenda. Thank you. So it all depends who you talk to in Kikino. There's some people that like to mark the start date of 1989. That's where the first rodeo happened at the Wayne Cardinal Ranch. And some people like to say the date was 1990. So we're kind of, you know, back and forth, but that doesn't matter. It's in 89-90. The first rodeo was at the Cardinal Ranch. And after that, the rodeo was moved to the Silver Birch. I think that's where the inception of that name came, Silver Birch. But it was under the direction of the sitting council, Wayne Cardinal, Dean Thompson, Floyd Thompson, Alec Pruden, and Robbie McDonald. And those names are still in our community today as predominant in the rodeo arena and in the region. There's stock contractors, there's still cowboys, a lot going on for rodeo in our community. That's the quick history. So I'm going to say 34 years. And, you know, maybe what we could do next year is recognize our 35.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Lee. Those are big names in rodeo country, and some of them are God bless their soul. They're up in heaven, but they're still around. My next question is: this is a pretty big event that brings in people from all around the region. Who does Kikino partner with to make all this happen? And how many guests would you typically figure that come out to the event?
Well, Brenda, as you know, you've been to the show before. It's not just the rodeo. It's the community. It's the Chucks and Chariots. Now, in the past 2 years, we've added the Indian Relay. It's the camping. It's the cabins and the fireworks show and the song and dance that we have at our talent show. So it's a cultural showcase. And what we've done in the past 2 years is changed it from the Silver Birch Rodeo and cultural showcase, because really that's what it is. It's a big weekend for us, and that gave us the ability to invite industry and invest into our cultural showcase. Enbridge, TC, Pembina, just to name a few, Interpipeline, Synovus, CNRL is in our community now. A good partner of ours, and that's the kind of stuff it takes to put these shows together. And you know, we put their banners up and make sure that they're investing into a cultural showcase but not a rodeo.
That's awesome, Lee. I guess we can say this isn't our first rodeo.
Yes,
the Silver Birch rodeo bears the name of the Silver Birch campground. Can you tell the listeners a little bit more about the campground and the amenities that exist and maybe how folks can book and explore the area?
Oh, for sure. There's a beautiful lake there, Brenda, Whitefish Lake. We share the lake with Whitefish Lake First Nation. The lake is very clear, clean. I've never seen moss in that lake or any green mold. It's good fishing. You can catch pike, pickerel, whitefish. We have 8 cabins, our lake shore. There's a beautiful beach with a playground for the kids, log cabins overlooking the water. We have 30 powered sites, and we have a beautiful venue for corporate events, weddings, family reunions, with a full-service barn, a full-service kitchen, a stage, and 30 sites in walking distance from this venue. So we also have a very nice conference room there. It's beautiful. It's knotty pine inside. There's so much, you know, but in a nutshell, that's the Silver Birch itself there. A lot to offer.
That's wonderful information. How do you have a website, or how can people learn more about it? Is there somewhere we can phone or email or?
Yeah, there's a Kikino website, Kikino Métis Settlement. Kikino Silver Birch does have a website too, I believe. And if it all else fails, you can just dial 780-623-3252. We're working on online bidding, but we're still a little bit old, so it's coming.
Excellently. I'm so happy that you could join us here to talk a little bit more about, for our listeners, talk about some Kikino, the rodeo and the campground. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back with some more information from Councillor Lee Tom on the Kikino Métis Settlement. Welcome back from the break, and welcome again, Councillor Lee Tom from the Kikino Métis Settlement. We're talking today about the Silver Birch Rodeo and cultural event coming up this summer. And Lee, question, how big is the event? And if folks want to come out for the weekend, what advice would you have for them to make the most of their stay there?
Well, you know, I'm in the region lots, Brenda, all over southern Alberta, central Alberta, working on a lot of files. And I meet a lot of people and talk about our Silver Birch Rodeo. Mainly, I talk to a lot of seniors. We have an area there to accommodate seniors in camping that's, you know, quiet, kind of a corner where the seniors are invited as our guests and taken care of. We have an area across the rodeo grounds that's a bigger area for more the central, because we overflow the camping. The sites are full and the camping is overflowed. So we have roughly 2,000 people a day, is going to be my guess, coming through the gate. Our biggest days are Saturday and Sunday. Saturday being the biggest, because that's the day of our fireworks, and Sunday's the last day of the rodeo. We recently, in the past 2 years, moved them fireworks from Sunday Saturday. So Saturday is the big day. For anyone coming that wants to spend the day at the rodeo, at the races, at the talent show, have a good steak and wait for the fireworks to go off at 10:30, it's a show like you, it's a hidden gem. You've never seen this show. If you've never seen it, talk to someone that has.
That's really good information. It lets us know what day to attend. Let's just review. What are the dates of this year's rodeo, Lee?
They're August 16th, 17th, and 18th. So the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, third week in August. That rodeo over the years has been moved back and forth a couple times. And in the last that I can remember, we've kept it on third week in August. And we usually hit the good weather. So we're praying for good weather this year.
That's really good information for our listeners to put in their calendar. So now we can make a note of when to come out to the rodeo in Kikino. So Lee, you talked about our leaders from the past who started the rodeo. And until today with our current leadership, I just wanted to to ask you perhaps if the young people in the community are considering a leadership role in their future, and some of the things that leaders do in the community, such as organize rodeo events, and what advice would you share with them about getting into the leadership roles?
Well, first of all, Brenda, I'd like to recognize our current leadership. Chairman Chad Cardinal, Vice Chair David Thompson, Council Randy Hardy, Scott Cardinal, and myself, Lee Tom. and a little bit about our positions. We do a lot of lobbying with governments. As you know, Brenda, being in the role yourself, we do a lot of lobbying with industry, talking about education programs, endowment funds. It's a busy, busy job. It's every day, because we're tasked with looking after infrastructure, making decisions on programming for the community. Education, health is another big file. So that being said, it takes a lot of work. So my advice to the youth, I guess, first of all, is gain experience in life. Gain experience in life is the biggest thing, to be able to lobby, to be able to be approachable. Life skills and work and training. And, you know, if you got it in you to be a leader and you believe it's there, you can do it already without being a counselor. You can lead a youth program. You can lead a hockey team, a baseball team. And that's the advice I have. First of all, stay in school. Second of all, gain life skills. I mean, I was a young leader myself, and sometimes too aggressive. It took me time to learn. So you can start learning now if you believe you're a youth and you believe you're a leader. Start learning how to lead now. Those are two big things for me, the experience and the life skill.
That's some excellent advice, Lee, and thank you to the Kikino Métis Settlement Council for continuing on with this tradition and for teaching our young people how to put on events in their community and to be proud of their community. So Lee, I know you're in Calgary today for some very important meetings with some of our oil and gas partners. And I just want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us today. And I'd like to, so thank you, Lee. If you want to just, for joining.
Yeah, you're welcome, Brent.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could do it. I hope, you know, to see you there at the rodeo. And I'll leave you with this for the listeners. There's a big surprise coming. So if you're a past attendee of our rodeo, you're going to be surprised this year. So we got something really exciting happening as we speak. So I'll leave it at that, and see you in August. Or I'll see you before then, Brenda, but I'm sure. But we'll see everybody in August.
Excellent. Now we're really excited. Now we really have to make sure we put that rodeo into our calendar and come out and enjoy the festivities out in Kikino Métis Settlement. To all our listeners, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And on behalf of the Métis Settlements General Council, President Dave Lamouche and myself, we wish you a wonderful long weekend ahead. And that's it for our show this week. And thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlement Show with Dave Lamouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blind, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. If you have questions or feedback, visit msgc.ca/contact.